Threat of Philippine iGaming ban has operators pushing back. Leading integrated resorts in the Philippines, including Solaire Resort, Newport World Resorts, and Okada Manila, have publicly reinforced their dedication to regulatory compliance and promoting responsible gambling. This comes as the national government weighs potential reforms to online gambling laws, which may include increased taxation and stricter advertising regulations, particularly those involving digital promotions linked to betting activities. In a joint statement issued on Sunday, the three resort operators clarified that their online gaming operations function under the regulation of the Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation, PAGCOR. They affirmed that these digital services are handled with a strong emphasis on ethical conduct, transparency, and adherence to legal frameworks. The companies further explained that their iGaming offerings are intended to complement their core business models centered around hospitality, leisure, and entertainment. They described the online component as a responsibly operated extension designed to uphold the same standards as their physical resort experiences. This statement was released shortly after President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. expressed alarm over the rise of online gambling and its potential impact on Filipino households. Government officials are currently reviewing proposals to introduce more restrictive policies for the online gaming sector, which may include new marketing limitations and increased tax burdens on digital betting services. In their response, the resorts reaffirmed their commitment to working within a regulated environment that emphasizes consumer safety and responsible play. The operators outlined the protective measures already embedded into their systems. These include geofencing and IP blocking protocols that restrict platform access strictly to users located within the Philippines, ensuring adherence to national jurisdictional limits. Each resort's online platform holds a valid PAGCOR license and implements Know Your Customer, KYC, standards, which require verification of player identity within 72 hours of sign-up. Their systems also include age verification gates to prevent underage individuals from participating in gambling activities. RG tools already in place for iGaming platforms. The resorts further highlighted that their platforms are equipped with responsible gambling tools, such as options for setting deposit limits, restricting access, and allowing self-exclusion. Additionally, all promotional content undergoes review by PAGCOR and the Advertising Standards Council before publication. Staff members also complete annual training to remain compliant with relevant regulations. To reinforce operational accountability, the resort operators carry out periodic audits, conduct content evaluations, and maintain in-house channels for resolving user disputes. These measures exceed the minimum legal obligations required by the national regulatory framework. PAGCOR Chairman Alejandro Tenco has warned that implementing a full ban on online gambling could prove difficult and may lead to unintended consequences. He revealed that regulators currently monitor only 45% to 50% of online gambling traffic, with the remainder operating in less regulated or unauthorized spaces, often driven by offshore entities. Additionally, PAGCOR has issued a formal advisory cautioning the public against engaging in gambling activities broadcast through social media, including Facebook. The agency emphasized that such streams are unauthorized and may contravene national gaming laws. PAGCOR also noted that unregulated platforms typically lack consumer safeguards, do not guarantee fair winnings, and fail to provide adequate player protection. The regulator urged citizens to confirm the licensing status of any iGaming service by checking the official PAGCOR website.